Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the Commission, Director. My name is Nate Pamplin. I'm the Policy Director for the Department, and joined today by Rob Geddes, our Lean Performance Manager, also in the Director's Office. And today we want to talk to you about our upcoming strategic plan process. And this really is an opportunity for us as an agency to lay out what is the vision for fish and wildlife conservation and sustainable recreational and commercial opportunities for the future. And so it's an exciting moment. And when I think about the role of the commission in setting policy for the agency, this is really an opportunity to lay out what is your all's expectations of the department, and also to identify what are our objectives on how to achieve that, and how are we going to measure our performance over the years. So a really neat opportunity. I know when we've talked in the Budget and Policy Advisory Group, we had a small workshop on this issue this past spring. We heard a lot of sentiment about, gosh, it'd be nice to do the strategic planning first before we did the zero-based budget analysis and before we submitted our budget. Absolutely. We had the tight timelines and the deadlines for the proviso that kind of had that ideal process out of sync. But we're back. We're now rolling up our sleeves on the strategic plan. This is going to be Rob's main project here for the next year, and he'll walk us through our proposed steps and seek your feedback on whether or not we're on the right track.
Great. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the Commission, Director and Deputy Director. Nate has introduced me, and this is something I'm looking forward to see if I can help our department and you with our long-term planning. As Nate said, here's why I'm here, kind of give you what we think our process is going to be in the future, and we're interested and we'll capture your feedback and guidance, whether it's immediate here today or in the future, especially when we show you how we envision we might want to include you in this process. So here's the agenda I'll go through with you. Start just to give you a reference point. Our previous two written plans, I want to highlight a few things there. Matrix refers to that consulting group last year that did an organizational assessment, and they gave us some recommendations on how to improve our strategic planning. Show you that. When I think of strategic planning, it's usually broken into four parts, and as a reference point for you and how I talk about it, I want to show you that. And we've actually been doing some strategic planning through the proviso process, thinking about where things are going well, where we're struggling, what we want to look like in the future. So I wanted to highlight what themes have revealed themselves so far, and we'll continue to refine in the process. And then I'll finish up with, okay, let's throw a timeline up there, some major milestones on where we're proposing we're going with this planning process. And at that point, I'll be able to show you the touch points we're proposing with the commission. So starting with the plan, the 2015 and 17 plan, that's the biennium before the one we're currently in. In your folders, you have that written plan. It highlights the four goals up there that you see, with goal one referring to our conservation part of our mission, goal two referring to the opportunities side of our mission, three is really acknowledging our service to the communities, and then four is looking internally and making sure we're creating an effective organization to serve the public. What we did back then is under each of those four goals, we basically compiled a list of the wide variety of key initiatives all our programs are doing to meet those four goals. So it was a compilation of over 80 different initiatives that we had identified. You'll see the term or the phrase business plans there. That's our phrase for the next level down from the department. Each program had their business plan, which is really their plan for enacting in these initiatives through the biennium. And the rest of the slide highlights how we try and cascade that down to division and lower levels, down to individual performance development plans to make sure it's all linked. A bit of a change for this current biennium, and it reflects the proviso in 2017 that the legislature gave us.
A question on
yes.
the some terminology to understand at what level we're reacting to our planning. You say programs develop to business plans. I hear program as our wildlife program, fish program, but I also hear program in reference to sections within those. At what level were we developing business plans?
This would be the program, like you first said, wildlife. Program, fish okay. program, habitat program.
Okay,
thank you.
Yeah.
Just because you were already interrupted, will there be an opportunity for us at some level down this pathway to perhaps edit the four goals?
Yes.
Okay.
I just want to make sure.
Yes.
Thank you.
So referring to this current biennium plan, it was the 2017 legislative proviso that caused a significant change. So we use this current written plan to acknowledge that and identify the three general pieces of guidance we've got shown on the slide. And the idea was to, okay, let's use that time we've just spent as a foundation to help us improve our long-term planning. So here's a summary of what Matrix had identified. So the first one, I think it coaches our department to do a better job of involving you in this strategic planning process. Make sure we identify concrete strategies and steps. I think when they first saw our current biennium plan and it was just highlighting the proviso, and then they see the previous biennium's plan with a list and a host of all those initiatives and strategies, they wanted to make sure we put more concrete actions in the plan. A better job with identifying outcome performance measures. Capturing the variety of challenges and trends we have. And then below that, making sure we're using or taking advantage of the knowledge and experience of our region directors to contribute to that and make sure we capture that accurately. And then similar as we the department should do a better job of including you, the commission, but also our stakeholders and our co-managers.
Brad. Thank you. I got into a deal called Holistic Resource Management about 20-some years ago, and it was very, very goal-driven. And the thing of it is, and this kind of stuff I love as long as it's followed through, but with us, we had feedback loops. We always went back and kept revisiting. And there again, in an agency this size, it's pretty easy to come up with all these grandiose plans, and then everybody goes back to their office and goes back to work, and they don't live them. And in my deal, it's something that we revisit this on a regular basis, and it helps us get strategic vision where we want to go. Is this taking us to our goal or away from our goal? And I know it sounds really hokey, and when we first started into it, everybody kind of rolled their eyes. But once you really got into it and got clear and concise goals and visions, it actually simplified life. It truly did. And there again, when you get ready to make a move, you look back at your goals. Is this taking us to or away from our goal? And there again, the feedback loops are huge in these things. So, no, I love what you're saying here. But just so it doesn't become another on the shelf, oh, we got that done behind us, let's just go back to what we're doing as usual. And there again, that's a tough nut to crack. I'll be the first to admit to it, because when we were first doing it, yeah, this is how we've done business forever. But then all of a sudden you go, well, that's how come I'm financially distressed, is because we've been doing business as usual, so we need to try something different. And once you got into it and started understanding that it was taking you to a more positive, in my sense, financial and quality of life and everything, that then once you believed in it, then all of a sudden it became part of your life. And there again, I'm just saying we need to have something to see if this is taking us where we need to go. And if it isn't, we may need to look at it again.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you.
So this is what I wanted to offer when I think of strategic planning is the parts I think of. You know, one is where are we now? And this includes the performance assessment, how well we think we're doing now, but also an assessment of what's the environment we're working in now? What do we think it's going to be in the future? Because it gets to what number two or part two is all right, well, what do we want to look like in the future? What's changed? What do we want to improve? What do we want to focus on? And we really got to do a good job with one and two before we can go to three and four. Where three is, okay, what are the strategies and initiatives that we want to get to two with? But then Commissioner Holtzmiller, when number four is, okay, but what's our regular check-in plan? You know, are we implementing according to plan? And then once the plan's implemented, are we getting the results, you know, that we desire and want? So I offer that as a way of how I'm thinking of strategic planning and recommending using to guide us through this process. So now I'm going to, like I said before, through the proviso work, I think we've been doing some strategic planning already. And so I wanted to summarize what I think's revealed itself on circle number one there. Where are we now? And then I want to summarize where I think what themes I think we're hearing as far as where we want to go. For both of these, we want to use the strategic planning process to refine it. But I want to offer this to you so far. You may be familiar with this chart from our zero-based budget process. On this chart, each of those gray boxes represents one of our eight outcomes we developed. In your folders, you have this sheet, which has the green and yellow boxes, and it was a way to characterize our work into eight outcomes. And those eight outcomes are shown up on the slide. The y-axis is a qualitative assessment from our leaders, our executives, on how well they think we're performing with what we can control. And the thing that jumps out at me there is the lower boxes. You know, we at least at the executive level initial thinking is we're lower in our conservation performance outcomes with what we can control than we were the others, as well as you'll see the non-consumptive rec side. Also, with our current assessment, you know, I think our position we find ourselves is incredibly challenging, but it's also our strength, is we have to pay attention to so many different sides on complicated issues. Combining that with our science and the society's needs, it's really a strength of ours, I think, that we're taking advantage of. On the weakness side, our performance measures in the past, they've been more process-oriented instead of outcome-oriented. You know, are we following the process instead of, you know, not so much are we getting the results? So we want to change that a little bit. We've already touched on non-consumptive as a weakness from the performance graph. Matrix also called out for us that our outreach capability, especially out in our regions, is pretty slim. And they characterize that as a weakness, which kind of touches now into opportunities. You know, our director, I've heard him give us guidance, you know, being more relevant to our public. And that represents some opportunities for us. And that's what I've captured there is a variety of other groups in addition to our traditional customers, you know, that we have opportunities to reach out for. And then on the threat side, I don't think those are any surprises to you, the population increase, the budget. Conservation resources is under threats here instead of maybe a weakness because it was an acknowledgement that it's not our staff's skill that's in question or our staff's ability. It's more the amount of resources we have to implement our conservation plans. So that's a summary of the major themes that I think have revealed themselves so far, and we're going to continue to refine as we go through the strategic planning process. So now I want to shift to, okay, what are the themes I'm hearing about where we want to go? Not surprising. I'm hearing that, you know, that conservation focus, you know, can we improve our performance there? An acknowledgement that we've got to continue to serve our traditional customers, but there's a group, that non-traditional group, that we should spend some time looking for ways to better serve them. And then C, again, speaks to being more relevant to the public and how we contribute to their quality of life. The second half of the slide, you know, so A, B, and C there are the main outcome themes we want to address, but the second half is sort of internal processes we want to improve to help us if A, B, and C are the right areas of focus. So a stable funding, better performance measures, and better incorporating you, our stakeholders, the co-managers in this process. So that's, again, just themes we're hearing so far for refinement. We also took some time to think about, well, what do we want to include and consider in our plan? And here I'm offering you some questions, not for asking for answers right now, but it's questions we're wrestling with and we think we want to resolve through this process. So, of course, here's a list in the yellow of what we'd like to include. And when you get the statewide and region overview, what we've encountered is, you know, we have 6 administrative regions, and that's one way to describe our work in the state. But we also have ecological regions, such as, you know, part of the state's coastal, Puget Sound, Columbia River, and perhaps it's better thinking about and characterizing our work in ecological regions rather than administrative. Don't know how that's going to evolve yet, but that's something we're wrestling with. As you get down to vision, in our past plans, we've really had biennial plans, biennial. I think we'd like to do a better job of describing, well, what does longer range look like? What is it we're shooting for? And it's 10 years or 25 years. We haven't figured out the right balance yet. It gets murkier and murkier as you get farther and farther, so we're going to have to wrestle with the right balance of how do we describe what the future looks like. So we have the 4 goals from our current and our previous plan, but we've also taken a lot of time and, you know, we think better characterized our work with the outcomes, the 8 different outcomes. So how do we best think about and characterize in our planning between those two? They're not necessarily mutually exclusive, but it's just something we've caught and we're thinking about. And then depending in that last bullet with the set of sub-bullets, depending on what areas we want to focus on, and those 4 are listed as possibles, you know, at the bottom there, well, what's the rate and velocity we want to work on that? Because that'll determine how much we ask from the legislature, how often. How many resources do we name out earlier rather than later? Or, you know, as we go through our analysis, we might identify a need to redirect maybe our effort from one area of focus to another. So I offer this just to show you some of the questions we've raised ourselves, and we'll need guidance and help as we come back with recommendations to you as far as content. So then my last slide I want to go over is talk you through kind of timeline and milestones as a proposed way of head. So the bar shows you from August to through October of next year. Right now we're finishing up putting our decision packages in and submitting to the governor's office, and I believe our deadline is today, you know, to do that. So a lot of our leader and staff work has gone into that. So you see a window from September through December where, and I'll draw your attention to the lower box, where we think we'd like to spend some time with that visioning. What does that future look like, whether it's 10 or 20 years or 25 years? How do we describe that to give us that guiding star? And what areas do we want to focus on? We have hundreds of things we're responsible for doing, but are there a relative few that we want to focus on and improve? So I'm proposing we use this next set of few months to wrestle with that and come up with that vision that can make it easier for our planning. Now, if you go to the top of the bar, which kind of reflects different touch points for the variety of audiences. So the concept I just shared with you here, I've also shared a similar version with the Budget and Policy Advisory Group to get their thoughts and guidance. We've done it with our executive management team. We're here with you today. We have opportunities with the senior leaders in our department here in the near future, and we also have some public outreach meetings coming up in the end of October through November. And then you'll see pretty much quarterly the larger boxes on top, where we recommend at least quarterly check-ins back with you on strategic planning. And it's a chance for you to gauge, are we making the progress and are we heading in the direction? It's also a chance for us to make recommendations to you and then get your feedback if we're heading in the right direction or any changes you'd like to make. So you can see we go up to, in June of next year, we hit the fiscal year mark. Well, in the past, we'd strive to get a complete plan written by June 30th of the biennium, publish the plan, and then it would, you know, be done. And we'd be done with strategic planning until the next biennium. I'd like to offer changing that rubric a little bit. So you can see by the timeline, if we use these next few months to think about our visioning and how we'd want to describe the long-range goal, well then, all right, now we've got to develop how we're going to plan that, who are going to be the teams, and what's the analysis. Well, at the same time going on is legislative session, where a lot of the same leaders and their expertise that are involved in planning, they're going to be across helping answer legislative questions, helping explain the whys of the decision packages that we've submitted. So there's a competing interest there that puts a lot of drag on our time to do strategic planning. So I think it's realistic that if we can succeed in coming up with a vision here in the next few months and making an assessment whether it's good enough or we need more time, that we could use the balance of this fiscal year to at least identify focus areas and maybe get down, start getting it down into the strategies and the initiatives. But I think realistically to have the strategies, initiatives identified, the who does what by when to enact all of those, and then our plan to monitor results, I think it's a bit unrealistic to have all that done by June of next year. So I'm using this timeline to kind of highlight it's going to be a continuing process. I think we do want to publish a document by June of next year to show that vision and the focus areas, and we can report on what our plan is for going forward. But I just wanted, it's a nuance, it's a little different than what we've done before. And I think that completes my remarks right now. I'd like to open up for any questions or guidance you'd like to offer. Oops.
Goal question that Commissioner Baker brought up. So I wanted to just offer a perspective to the commission here on goals and maybe address a little bit of the question that was in the situation summary about how much involvement the commission should have in all this, and then maybe offer one other perspective. So these were the goals that were in place in the previous plan, and they all look like reasonably good goals. They're kind of focused on our core mission type of things. On your next slide, you identify that in the current strategic plan, we retain those same four goals. So just for discussion, one goal that I thought came to my mind was financial security. And we got into this a little bit in June and a little bit more in August. There was this idea of looking at what happened in California as an opportunity for some more stable funding. Our long-term funding plan folks said you need to do something to get some solidity there beyond fishing and hunting licenses. And so this gets outside of these goals that are kind of our core mission thing, and it's more of a strategic perspective on getting some firmer foundation. But anyway, as a thought about an additional goal, or I don't know if it displaces these or what, financial security, pursuing financial security. And over the course of the biennium, spending a lot of time and a lot of energy figuring out whether or not the California Initiative thing is a possible horse to ride or not, and if not, doing something more. But having that as an outstanding goal to try to achieve in this next biennium, and that is to change the paradigm that we're stuck in now, that seems problematic, that seems to be challenged by the demographics disappearing from us, and getting into something more of the general taxation coffers. The situation summary asked about how much involvement from the commission might be appropriate, and I would really support what Commissioner Holzmiller said about looking at the goals periodically. So I heard one person say that if you really have a goal, you should write it down, put it in your back pocket, and look at it once a day. And I thought, well, that just sounds ridiculous. I mean, that is an overkill beyond belief. But, you know, whether you're talking about trying to lose weight or exercise more or avoid this kind of a food or not, if you look at that goal every single day, you probably have a better chance of getting there than if you look at it once a biennium. So I don't know if coming back to the commission on a quarterly basis is overkill, but whatever strategic plan we end up with, I think some active periodic checkups, almost like a health checkup, I guess, every 6 months or so, and maybe just at the, my perspective would be at the elevated level of results. This is a goal. Are we getting there? As opposed to all the techniques and all the, I mean, involving the regions and all the rest of it has to be part of it, but I don't know if that kind of detail is necessary at this table, but I think the results would be, you know, for example, if we have a goal of pursuing financial security, then 6 months later, what results do we have on that? Have we explored the California referendum thing and bought into it or sank it? That kind of thing. So that's just a discussion perspective.
Thank you, Don. And I think it is mentioned, develop the long-term revenue plan is, you know, part of the top three of these considerations. The other thing that you mentioned, I really took to heart, that I think it's very realistic that going through a legislative session and then also being embroiled with this process would be distracting. And I also think we learn a lot during these legislative sessions about what the legislature expects from us. You know, what are the challenges? I think that's really critical to our input. There's two things that I find really valuable that you've included here, and these are public meetings, regional input, and also the legislative recognition that we need input from the legislature, too. I really appreciate that. And the timelines are reasonable, and I appreciate the fact that you gave consideration to the distraction of the legislative session.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Things on the slides that I've observed, and then one suggestion about commission engagement. The first slide, 8, just the graph, I wanted to express my appreciation. We have seen that before. And note that on the x-axis, we're looking at funding and then performance on the y-axis. And it kind of helps to think strategically. I mean, clearly, with a couple of our low-performing areas, it looks like more funding would probably help a lot, and maybe there's some other issues with the other one. But I like that graph and just wanted to comment on that. And then the second one is slide 8, threats. I might suggest another one, and you do bring it up in your subsequent slides, but one of the sort of realities that I notice as we start trying to put more effort into non-traditional customers in a time when we're in an environment, I mean, it's Washington, but it's everywhere, where we're losing traditional customers. And I also think coming from that traditional customer community is kind of a concern that as we switch, we neglect them. And I think that we should actually note that as a somehow worded as a threat, that the loss of traditional customers or something like that. And then my final suggestion, and I love the check-in idea with emphasis on performance, because Matrix surely drew that out, that, you know, we need to get something out so that we ourselves are looking at what we're doing with the plan. Commissioner Holtzmiller expressed it really well. And so I think the periodic check-ins, but being involved in the process a little bit more closely, I would suggest this is a great project for the Big Tent Committee, and that we could start having, as we're rolling in this process, we could kind of bring that at each meeting to the Big Tent Committee, if commissioners are in
agreement. Which there's a vacancy on right now.
Exactly.
Too.
Maybe Jay will join the Big Tent Committee. Well.
Yeah. I appreciate that, Commissioner Thornburn. It's something that needs that regular. Our participation in development is really important. That was pointed out in the Matrix review. And I also, when I looked at the strategic plan that's currently available on our website and that we've been living with recently, lacks a lot of detail. I find that to be very broad strokes, and we need to really apply ourselves to have a benefit down the road by a lot more detail paid to the strategic plan. I like the idea that we're talking about a 10-year vision and not just the next biennium. And so we get really focused on those challenges within a reasonable time frame, which is 10 years, and we can't just do this every 2 years and expect to make progress. So I agree. I think this would be a great project for that group. I'm glad I'm not sitting on it. Just kidding. But yeah, see. But it deserves that kind of attention.
Well, and there again, to speak to what Don said about packing around, truly on my ranch, I do goals to ad nauseum, because it was just something that was programmed into us, because we need to be sustainably biologically, financially, and socially. And it also has to have a quality of life. And seriously, I know it sounds stupid, but once you get programmed into this, damn near every decision I make, you look at the big goal. I raise timber in the dry part of the world, so you better damn certainly have a long-term plan if you're going to be sustainable in that world. And there again, I have trees I don't cut just because I want to look at them. Big old pine. So, I mean, there's never a question. And not to be snippy on this, but we're too busy, we don't have time to plan. Have you ever heard the adage, either take a minute to plan or it's a plan every minute? You know, how in the world can you go to the legislature and ask for money if you don't have clear and concise goals of what you're, where you're headed and what you want to do? There again, admission's the first stage of recovery, but it's... this goal setting has to be at the very top, and remind people that quote unquote work for the department who they truly in the end are working for. If we all remember that we're working for our license holders and the general public, a lot of these decisions become really easy to make. That's who we're serving, is the people and the public. So I'll get off my soapbox, but this has to be at a high priority.
As a clarification, I love the idea of having the Big Tent Committee take this as a project. I'd like to ask that we start as soon as possible and possibly begin with the goals.
Is that it? Sounds
Great. Thank you all so much.
Thank